Connor Bedard has goal, 4 assists for single game point high as Blackhawks beat Ducks 7-2. Chicago, Connor Bedard had a goal and 4 assists to set his single game high in points. Filip Kurashev scored twice and had 2 assists, and the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Anaheim Ducks 7-2 on Tuesday night, March 12. Ryan Donato, Seth Jones, Mackenzie Entwistle, and Tyler Johnson also scored for Chicago, which has won 2 straight games for just the second time this season. "We have to realize it's only 2 games," Chicago coach Luke Richardson said. "We're doing a great job to get to this point, and now we've got to push it even more." Brett Leeson scored both goals for the Ducks, who dropped their 3rd straight. Bedard, the top overall pick in last year's draft and a leading candidate for Rookie of the Year, got his 5th point when he assisted on Johnson's power play goal midway through the 3rd period. The 18-year-old Bedard has 8 points in 2 games and 10 in the last 4. "There were a lot of positives," Bedard said. "It's funny. I had 8 straight games without a goal, then you have a couple big ones and people forget about that. Enjoy, but we've got to turn the page." The Blackhawks, suddenly resurgent on the power play, scored 4 times with the man advantage. "Give them credit," Anaheim coach Greg Cronin said. "It's a 4-2 game, and they came out the second or third shift of the 3rd period and stripped us of the puck on a forecheck and made it 5-2. Now you're chasing the game." Aside from being involved in a 3rd period scrap behind his net, Chicago goalie Petr Mrazek had a relatively quiet night, making 27 saves. Anaheim's John Gibson made 20 stops before getting into the scrap and getting pulled in favor of Lucas Dostal, who made 4 saves. Leeson's shorthanded goal opened the scoring midway through the 1st period, but the Blackhawks evened the score before their power play expired when Donato poked the puck behind Gibson during a goalmouth scrum. It took Chicago just 1:34 to tie the game a second time following Leeson's goal early in the 2nd period. Kurashev took Bedard's pass on a 2-on-1 and beat Gibson from short right wing. Nick Foligno picked up the first of his career high 4 assists by starting the play. "I think they were just good on the forecheck," Leeson said. "We just couldn't get a lot of pucks out. They were quick to transition off our turnovers." Jones pinch deep into Anaheim territory resulted in the Blackhawks' 2nd power play score and a 3-2 lead, with Bedard picking up an assist. "That's nice for a change after being on the other side of it," Foligno said. "We've been a work in progress. It's nice to see us get rewarded for the hard work we've put in." Chicago made it 4-2 with 28 seconds left in the middle period when Bedard scored his 20th of the season, set up by Kurashev, who collected his 100th NHL point. Bedard is the first Blackhawk to score 20 goals as an 18-year-old since Ed Olczyk did it in 70 games as a rookie in the 1984-85 season. Forward Andreas Athanasiou returned to the Blackhawks lineup after missing 60 games with an injured groin. He set up Entwistle's goal. Up next, Anaheim. At Minnesota on Thursday. Chicago. Hosts Los Angeles on Friday. By Tim Cronin.